This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In the field of health, only a small number of giants have improved the lives of millions. Sidney Wolfe is one of them. He died on January 1st at the age of 86. You might not know his name, but you likely benefited from his work. Wolfe was a physician, but more importantly, he was a consumer activist for Ralph Nader's Public Citizen, running its health research group. Wolfe was fearless and highly effective. He was as bright as they come, a skilled orator with a deep baritone voice, and a strategic thinker. His activism was directed against overpriced, ineffective, and risky drugs, and the inappropriate overuse of medical care. His adversaries were the pharmaceutical companies, the FDA, and at times, the powerful American Medical Association. His secret to success was having a profound understanding of evidence in the form of research studies. Scientists and government workers often sent him stealthy tips or concerns, knowing very well that once he was convinced a problem was real, he would not stop until the drug was banned. In his career, he got 28 dangerous drugs removed from the market, including the pain reliever Vioxx, which he found caused heart problems, fenformin, a diabetes drug linked to hundreds of deaths, and the drug to treat diarrhea, Lotrinex. He got the FDA to put a warning on aspirin bottles to prevent Reye's syndrome when used for children with viral illnesses, and he insisted that warnings be placed on dozens of other drugs. He led the charge against red dye number 2 in food, and he helped impose restrictions on the use of silicone breast implants. He worked to restrict medical resident work hours in the hospital, believing that they were dangerous to patient care. And he led the battle to reduce unnecessary C-sections. He also issued the earliest warnings about the inappropriate marketing of opioid painkillers. In all of Wolfe's work, his focus was on the public. He accused drug companies, researchers, and even the FDA of being beholden to profits rather than health. He often spoke to me about the drive for pharmaceutical companies to gouge the public, to pay inflated salaries to executives, and to use all methods at their disposal to deny or rebut serious science. Wolfe grew up in Cleveland and was trained by Benjamin Spock, the pediatrician, psychiatrist, and political activist. He was working as a researcher at the NIH when someone told him of contaminated IV fluids that the manufacturer refused to recall. That first brought Wolfe and Nader together. According to Robert Weissman, the president of Public Citizen, Wolfe soon became more interested in addressing public health problems than doing basic science research. In the early 1980s, when I was a medical student, I first came across his popular book, Best Pills, Worst Pills, A Consumer's Guide to Avoiding Drug-Induced Death and Illness. His concept was simple. Profits are never more important than people. This was a lesson I learned from Sid Wolfe and have never forgotten. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.